الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون، وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تظهرون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: فاذكروني يذكركم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أنا عند ظني عبدي به وأنا معه إذا ذكرني، أو كما قال رسولنا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم. We find ourselves in such times where on every front there is worry, there is difficulty, there are challenges. A person wants to go to the house of Allah, there's challenges, there's difficulty. A student wants to study deen, there's difficulty for him to travel. A person wants to earn halal risk and sustenance, there's difficulty for him to come out of his homes. People are facing financial challenges. People are facing challenges pertaining to their health. And from all types and in all directions, there's difficulties and problems. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such a perfect, such a complete deen, that in every situation Allah Ta'ala's help is right in front of us and Allah Ta'ala is with us. In every situation and in every condition, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's help can be attained, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has kept a way for us out of every problem. Our deen is so perfect that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with deen which is easy to practice upon in the most difficult conditions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with such a perfect deen that when a person has got all types of difficulties and problems facing him from all sides, then he can bring the help of Allah Ta'ala and all these difficulties can disappear. As the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion, he sees in his dream Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi seated by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi is complaining to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's saying that Zakariya has got a lot of ishtiyaq and a lot of shauk, a lot of desire to come and spend his time by you. But my desire is that Allah Ta'ala must still take work from him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies and says, yes, indeed, Zakariya has got this great shock and desire to spend time by me, but Allah is going to take work from him. So Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says, I was perplexed. I remember the incident of my uncle Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, regarding whom also it was said, well, work will be taken from you. And then Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, Allah Ta'ala opened up the effort of tabligh to him, and Allah Ta'ala took great work from him. Said, I was also very, very concerned. But I remembered this incident, and also it was said, Allah Ta'ala will take work from you. So he says, after some time, Allah Ta'ala opened up to my heart that I should establish majalis of zikr when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will be remembered. And this became Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi's great mission and objective, travel to many parts of the world, establishing majalis of zikr. And Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that it is through such majalis of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and by the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala that great, great fitnas will be repelled and will be removed. The Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi mentions, he says, Aajkal har deen shu'ba mein intishar aur fitan ka khoob zor hai aur tamam kharabon ka baais ikhlas wa ta'alluq billah ki kami hai. He says, today in different aspects of life, including in different factions of deen, there is intishar and there is fitan. And he says, the root cause of all these difficulties and all these problems and fitnas which we find, even in dini shu'bas is because of the lack of ikhlas in ta'alluq with Allah. Jiski wahid ilaj zikrullah ki kathrati. The one and only solution to this is excessive zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Says, sari adam ki qiyam ka madar jis cheez pe hai, wo cheez madaris aur har deen shuba ki baqa aur tarakki wa falah ka ba'is hoga. Says, that amal by which the entire universe is running, that is the zikr of Allah ta'ala, as long as there's a person taking the name Allah, Allah, the entire universe will continue to run. He says, when the entire universe is dependent on that amal, then when that great amal will take place in every madrasa and in every dini shu'bah, then it will be a means of its taraqqi and its progress and its falah and its success. Also mentioned, aap log ki ye sari chilat pirat aur sari judwa jihad bekar hogi agar iske saath ilm deen aur zikrullah ka ihtimam nahi kiya. Says, all this movement for deen, so much of effort and sacrifice is taking place. But if it is done without zikrullah, then it should not be that there's no effect in it. بلکہ سخت خطرہ ہے اور اندیشہ ہے کہ اگر ان دو چیزوں کی طرف سے تغافل برتا گیا تو جد و جہد مبادہ فتنہ اور دلالت کا ایک نیا دروازہ نہ بن جائے. So very very important to repel the evils, to remove the difficulties, to bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help upon the ummah as a whole, is to establish the majalis of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful last night our Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Saab gave us a few minutes where we all together read Nastaghfirullah. And this was a beautiful start for the rest of our life. And inshallah, by the barakat of the awliya Allah and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing us onto this amal inshallah for the rest of our life daily, we should take time. And we should engage in istighfar and in seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will bring the help and the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Farid Salah, would make the dua, رَبِّ عِنِّي عَلَىٰ ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا عَلَىٰ ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ. That Allah assist us, make it easy for us to make your zikr. Today there are two thieves of our time. One thief is the cell phone. How much of time of ours is going? We are busy with the cell phone. Sometimes we fall asleep looking at the phone. The first thing when we wake up, sometimes we hardly read our dua, not even one dua, and we're back on our phone. It has taken away the dhyan and the concentration in our ibadah, this phone. So this is the one thief which is taking our time away. And the second thief is delaying, procrastination. We want to do an amal, but we're always delaying. And this is the thief of our time. We want to do, want to do, want to do, and before we know it, tawfiq is gone, or before we know it, our time is gone, and we're moving towards the akhirat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nar. Two great bounties of Allah. Two bounties of Allah, which mankind are negligent about, which mankind have taken for granted, as-siha, good health, wal-faragh, and free time. The energies we have got, the youth we have got, the environments which are so easy accessible to us, to take advantage of this. We don't know for how long we'll have these beautiful gardens. We saw how this year passed by. 2 months left for Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. We know last, the past Ramadan, how it went by. How conditions had changed. There's another Ramadan in front of us. Generally, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum's condition was that at every moment they were prepared for death to meet Allah, because their amal was such that they were happy and pleased to meet Allah. That was their general condition. Sahaba radiallahu anhum would say, if you wake up in the morning, don't expect to see the evening. If you're alive in the evening, don't expect to see the morning. This was their general condition. But the love and the shock and the awe of Ramadan in their heart was such that when Ramadan would approach, then they would make dua that, oh Allah, balighna Ramadan, let us reach Ramadan, let us value this month which is in front of us, and let us use this time And this ijtima is a springboard for us to prepare for this beautiful month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran, the month of Allah's rahmat and mercy, the month of Allah's maghfirat, the month of freedom from the fire of Jahannam, the month in which the announcement is made daily, Ya Baghi al-Khayri Abshir, wa Ya Baghi al-Sharri Aqtir, O the one who intends good, great tidings for you now. Your season is here. O the one who's always slipping and making mistakes and falling in sin, now it's time for you to give up your sins. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to value time. Time is slipping by very, very quickly, and we cannot perceive it, and we're not realizing it. And the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such an easy amal, and it's such a beautiful way in which we can occupy our time with hardly much effort, with hardly much strain. At a person's own ease and comfort, a person can meet in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is explained that zikr is a means of protecting a person against our enemy shaitan. Zikr is a means of getting the nafs under control. That nafs is our enemy. Nafs shaitan du'anunaha hikya mujataba. This nafs and shaitan have destroyed us. It has destroyed us. This nafs is like a snake waiting to attack us. Ma'arif al-Masnawi, Sayyidina Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned the incident of a person who went into a snow-capped area and he saw a snake. But the snake was frozen in the snow. So he captured, thinking it's a dead snake, he captured it. And he took it back to Baghdad. The people of Baghdad gathered on the streets. And they all thought it's a dead snake, a huge, long snake, but it's dead. But as the sun came out and the sun shone on it, the movements of life appeared in the snake. And the snake began to move. And everybody became frightened and afraid. And everybody ran off and fled in different directions afraid of the snake. The snake is our nafs. This nafs can attack at any time. This nafs can trouble us at any time. But the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be protected. It will be like a hisna haseen, like a fortress in which we will be protected from the attacks of shaitan and the attacks of nafs. So Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says, بدون ذكر كعلم ظلمت هي ظلمت هي اسم نور نهي هو سكتا علم وذكر میں ترقی کے بغیر دین میں ترقی ممکن نہیں. Says without علم and ذكر to progress in deen is impossible. نیز علم وذكر کی تحصیل و تکمیل اطراق اپنے برو سے وابستگی رکھتے ہوئے اور ان کی زیر ہدایت اور ان کی نگرانی میں ہو. Says to benefit and to spiritually progress, we should attach ourselves to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And under their guidance and their supervision, under what they will tell us to do, we will be able to attain spiritual progress under their supervision by indulging in spending time in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One occasion, a person comes to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi, and he tells him, I want to take bayat at your hands, but I have two conditions. One condition is I will not perform any salah. And the second condition is I have a habit of looking at dancing women. I want to continue this habit. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali allowed him to take bayat at his hands. The result of a person being in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just sitting at their feet, just sitting in their gatherings, just being attached to them is such that a person will naturally feel a difference overcoming a person. So at the time of Salah, Allah Ta'ala brought a condition upon him like scabies, that he started itching all over, scratching all over. So he went to wash his face, he washed his hands, he washed his feet. Then he thought to himself, the only area I didn't wash is the nape for Masa, the head for Masa, let me make Masa also. Then he said, I made Hudu, it's the time of Salah, let me perform Salah also. At the next Salah time, again the same condition overcame him. Started itching everywhere, again he made wudu. And that's why he came on to Salah. When he started performing Salah, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Definitely Salah is a means of a person being prevented from forbidden actions, from immoral actions. When he started performing Salah, now he thought to himself, I am a person who's putting my forehead in front of Allah. Allah has accepted me for salah. How can I go and look at such evil things? And he left it bad habit also. In the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is sweetness. Sweetness. The pious friends of Allah Ta'ala can actually taste the sweetness. Mawlana Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali writes an incident, mentions an incident of Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. He says on one occasion, water was brought. It was brought and this water had a brackish taste, like an iron type of a taste, not a very good taste. So Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali gathered all the musallis and told them all to make zikr of La ilaha illallah. After they made zikr of La ilaha illallah, Hazrat Mawlana let them taste this water. And the sweetness was found in the taste of this water. Mawlana mentioned that this water was extracted from an area where a person was getting azab of the qabr, where he was being punished in the grave. And Mawlana said, Alhamdulillah, by the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has removed this punishment by the recital of La ilaha illallah. Excessively, Allah ta'ala removed the punishment from this person in the grave. The pious people can actually taste the sweetness, the halawat, and the enjoyment in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make our tongues all the time moist in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That piece of land, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that piece of land where the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made, that piece of land will boast against other pieces of land, and it's happier over other pieces of land, that this piece of land is such a land when the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made. We know that this world is a place of trials and tribulations, and Allah ta'ala has prepared Jannah as a recompense for those who pass this test. And Jannah has got 8 doors. And those people who make the zikr of Allah are so beloved to Allah that there's one special door in Jannah for them from which they've entered into. May Allah ta'ala make us from them. When we remember Allah, Allah is our Habib, Allah is our beloved. When we forget Allah, Allah is our Tabib, Allah is our physician. Allah ta'ala lets us bring such conditions that we remember Allah again. My beloved brothers, this is a temporary place, this world. Everything in this world is temporary. The zikr of Allah is eternal. When the people of Jannah will enter into Jannah, they'll have one regret, that the time in this world spent without the zikr of Allah. That's one regret they'll have, the time in this world spent without the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, our tongues be busy in the zikr of Allah ta'ala at all times, to root upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one buzruk of recent times, Mawlana Faiz Hassan rahmatullah alayhi. After he passed away, not from his grave, the room in which he passed away, for 1 month after that, a very, very sweet fragrance emitted. The pious people of the time said, this is because of the amount of Durood Sharif he used to recite. He was in a habit, every Thursday night he would spend in Durood Sharif upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we recite Durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a means of our sins being forgiven. How many sins we have day and night, every lump of our body, every place, which place of the earth is there we have visited, and our ill effects are not there. Everything we're doing is wrong. We don't know how to look, our gaze is wrong. We don't know how to walk, there's pride in our walk. We don't know how to talk. What do we know? We're full of sins. But when we read Durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is forgiving sin after sin. Allah is elevating our stages. And the person who's reading Durood, imagine tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, when the whole of mankind will be gathered. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize this person, that so and so is that person who sent a lot of durood on me. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy with him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give him to drink from the water of Kawthar, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dusty mubarak, his mubarak hands. Such a water, whiter than milk, ahla min al-asal, sweeter than honey, more fragrant than musk. Who will drink it will never become thirsty again. Durood Sharif excessively, Yes, Allah Ta'ala opened up the doors again to go to Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Baitul Muqaddas, all these beautiful places. But if we cannot go there even, we can still sing excessive turud and salawat on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can still endeavor to bring more and more sunnah in our life. We have to take our time for this, beloved brothers. Daily durood sharif, excessive salawat on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And by the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, by the zikr of Allah, the reality of Allah will come in our heart. By the zikr in sending salawat on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come. By Allah Ta'ala, no way of life is acceptable besides the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, the European culture is such that they want us to take effect by their way of life. We must do this because the French do it in this way. English do this in such a way. This is from this country and this is from that country. We know the way of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is a means of source of pride for you is a means of disgrace for us. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ Your way is something else. My way is something else. Your way of worship is something else. My way of worship is something else. Your tariqah and your way of doing something is different. And my way is the way of my Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lakum deenukum wa liya deen. For you is your way. For me is my way. My way will take me to Jannah. Your way is the way to Jahannam. Your way is the way that Allah Ta'ala said, maghdubi alayhim. Allah becomes angry with it. Dhalin. Your way is the way which takes a person, makes a person astray. A person came to a pious person once and says that, why do you make so much of zikr? Why do you make 100 of this, 300 of this, 500 of this? Allah is so kind. You say one time astaghfirullah, it's enough. So he asked the person, he said, why are you not happy with a meager salary of 1 rand a month? When it comes to dunya, you want as much as you can. But when it comes to akhirat, why do you not aspire for as much as you can receive there? Person, once shaitan made an attack on a person, he was making zikr, so he felt getting no response here, I'm just making zikr so many times. So Allah Ta'ala put it in his heart, that when you say Subhanallah, and the next, after a second again you say Subhanallah, when you said the first Subhanallah, Allah heard you and Allah's reply to you was that Allah gave you tawfiq to say Subhanallah again. That is the reply from Allah. If Allah did not love you and Allah was not responding to you, Allah would not give you tawfiq for the next amal. Dawood alayhi salam was making the zikr of Allah. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودَ ذَا الْأَيْدِ Remember our slave Dawood alayhi salam. The aid, a servant of strength. Strength in his ibadat. The best ibadat is the ibadat of Dawood alayhi salam. The best fasting is the fast of Dawood alayhi salam. The best tahajjud salah, nafal ibadat is of Dawood alayhi salam. Innahu awwab. Allah Ta'ala says, most definitely, he was excessively turning to Allah. He had inabat, he had a ruju ila Allah, he was turning to Allah Ta'ala wallatayn. Ya jibalu awwibi ma'ahu wa attayr. Allah Ta'ala commanded the mountains. And Allah Ta'ala commanded the birds wa attayr mahshura. They gathered around him and they're making the zikr and the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Dawood alayhi salam. Some mashayikh have gone on to say when we make the zikr of Allah, we should imagine that this entire universe is making the zikr of Allah ta'ala along with us. And indeed, all the different creation of Allah is in the zikr of Allah. Everything we see should remind us of Allah, whether it's a newborn baby, whether we're looking at our parents, whether we're looking at our teachers, whether we're sitting in a gathering of deen, whether we're traveling somewhere, whether we're in the comfort of our homes, whether we're in salah, everything should remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah itself is complete zikr. So Mufti Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ He says, the ruh of salah is zikrullah, the soul of salah is zikrullah. In salah is the zikr of Allah with the tongue. In salah is the zikr of Allah with the heart. In salah is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala with every limb of the body. In salah is tasbih of Allah. in salah is takbir, in salah is tahleel, la ilaha illallah, in salah is durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in salah is dua, in salah is tilawat of Quran, salah is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala keep our masajid open. May Allah ta'ala make us people of the masjid. May Allah ta'ala make us people of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.